One time, I was not looking down. I almost stuck my foot into the mouth of a rattlesnake. And I'm looking down, I'm just walking, and I would have just gotten bitten by this rattlesnake. And these are things that we need to be on guard against and to make sure that we are not just foolishly, haphazardly walking across the trail. We have to be on the lookout for, if you will, the spiritual snakes. I got a really disturbing email. It just really made me feel sick in my stomach, actually. Another very important principle about walking on the heights with Jesus, something to really put into practice and to remember, is that we must keep our spiritual eyes on Jesus while keeping our natural eyes on the trail. Sometimes I think people, including myself at times, have gotten our head in the clouds and we just think Jesus does it all. And that because God is sovereign, which He is, nothing will happen to me, even in my ignorance or in my irresponsibility. And it's just not true. When you're walking on a trail, as much as I'd love to always be able to cast up my eyes and look at the beautiful views, and occasionally I do get to stop and do that, it's so important that I keep my eyes regularly before me. Proverbs 4:25-27. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make level paths for your feet and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. Over the years of walking on these trails, not these particular ones, I have almost injured myself stepping into holes. I have had my feet slip and I have fallen on slippery moss-covered rocks. And while those may be humiliating and a bit painful, they are nothing compared to the fact that because one time I was not looking down, I almost stuck my foot into the mouth of a rattlesnake. And I'm looking down, I'm just walking, and I would have just gotten bitten by this rattlesnake right here. He's sitting right here on the trail. Here's how narrow the trail is right here. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm not even going to be able to go this way. Wow.
First Peter 5:8. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour.
It was literally laying right in the middle of my path with his mouth right where I was going to put my foot. This has not only happened one time, it has happened other times. Oh my God in heaven, the Lord just spared me again. I cannot believe this. I'm sitting here walking down the trail and I am going through scriptures looking for God's promises, and I almost stepped on this rattlesnake. He is laying right in the middle of the trail. Look at this. Right in the middle of the trail. Look at the size of this monster. Oh my goodness gracious. Look at the size of this bad boy right here. He's smart. He's just laying there trying to be real quiet and not disturb me. But man, oh man, he is a big dude. So I'm gonna get out of here and let him be. Wow.
On September 29th, 2022, 21-year-old Taylor Meitzner, known as Taylor Noel on her YouTube channel Broadcasting His Love, posted a 2-hour video titled Why I Stopped Following Michael Criswell.
When you're out walking in the wilderness, where even the Bible describes it as a land of snakes and scorpions. And so, actually, I just want to show you something I've just come across just now. if you let me turn the camera around here for a minute and I zoom down here, you'll see a hole right here that was just punched into the ground. I saw this hole just now and I'm thinking, wait a second, where did that come from? And it's a good size hole. You can see I can stick my sticks in it. And that is a place where the ground was so soft that the horses that just passed by, I met these ladies on horses, when he put his foot right there in that soft sand, his foot fell right into the hole. And there are places like that where you could step your own foot into a hole. And these are things that we need to be on guard against and to make sure that we are not just foolishly, haphazardly walking across the trail. We have to be on the lookout for, if you will, the spiritual snakes.
I mean, if I was not living my life minute by minute experiencing this, I would think I was completely nuts. My life plays out like a Hollywood movie.
I have been told by one woman who claims to be a prophetess that I am going to go to prison like Paul for my children and then in the child support. This was told to me yesterday that I'm going to prison. Spiritual holes.
Sometimes, like Joseph being thrown into the pit, Jeremiah the cistern, or Daniel into the lion's den, we can't escape being thrown into a spiritual hole. But then we must be wise not to dig ourselves in deeper. In this clip from Though He Slay Me, I reflected on my weakness of trying too hard to overcome the spiritual blindness of some who were casting evil suspicions on me in the ministry. In February of 2022, I made by far my most remarkable and desperate attempt to open blind eyes and to get the people who were name-calling and standing against me to see how absolutely foolish and insane some of the things they were saying was. So I had this creative idea to sit down and effectively act out and simply become everything they'd accused me of: a serial adulterer, a lover of money, the twister of scriptures, a demon-possessed agent of Satan. This is really hard for me, but I need to make a really serious confession to you. Everything they've said is true. I am a wicked person. I am a deceiver. Not only did people not realize how insane and foolish the comments they were making about me were, they actually took this video and started spreading other rumors and comments that a demon had finally caused me to confess to all of my deceptions. I knew the Apostle Paul defended his ministry, turns out 13 chapters worth, so I made videos to sharply rebuke the main offenders. I want to ask you to see this, please, in the name of Jesus Christ. One of us is seriously, deadly wrong. One of us has a completely different Jesus Christ. One of us is not even born again. But I also chose not to answer a single comment of the 1,600 plus comments under Taylor's video, even though they caused me so much trouble and thousands of dollars in travel when I had to flee the state. I believe to do so would have been to dig my hole even deeper. And in the end, God exposed the offenders to be unregenerate fools.
I'm so ignorant. I'm exposing myself. I know nothing about anything.
You dummy.
And eventually vindicated me in a way which only he could do.
Spiritual rocks, the roots.
Your bank told my bank that you are a fraud and for me to not send the money.
That have fallen in our path, we must keep an eye out. Yesterday is the day that about an hour after I got the 666 warning, I got a really disturbing email. It just really made me feel sick in my stomach, actually. It's always Satan trying to mix. And he's telling me that we're supposed to be in ministry together, that God has told him. And be responsible, knowing that there are things that are in our path that could trip us up, cause us a lot of pain. It's really important, cause us to fall. So although we keep our spiritual eyes on Jesus Christ and we keep our hope in him, just like we learn from watching what happened with Peter in Matthew chapter 14, where he takes his eyes off of Jesus Christ and puts them on the wind and the waves, we suddenly see Peter beginning to sink. And we might learn from that lesson that we always just keep our eyes on Jesus. It's just always about just looking up at Jesus, looking up at Jesus. But you couldn't feel it. But I just hit my foot on a rock. I just tripped. If I take my eyes off of this trail with all these rocks, it's only a matter of time before I end up flat on my face. So let us really be cautious to look at and evaluate and be prudent about remembering to be circumspect about our walk. Who are the people in our life that could be stones? What are the entertainments, the shows, the foods that we're eating that are in our path? What are the YouTube videos that we're watching? What are the sermons that we're listening to? These things are all very, very important to make sure that we can identify the obstacles and the dangers that lie in our path, because I promise you, there will be many, both naturally, because that's how life is, and supernaturally, because Satan hates you. Now let's be careful. Keep our eyes on the path naturally and our eyes on Jesus spiritually, and let's continue on our journey. Hope you're not getting too tired. We got a long way to go, but I promise you the reward is going to be so worth it. Praise the Lord. You're on a path to fullness in Christ. It is the highest pleasure He has to see you and I conformed into His image, to see you and I live by faith. This is real. These parables that Jesus gave us, this parable of this climbing the mountain, He had me do this for a reason. It's real. Jesus' grace is real. Faith is real. Mountaintop faith is real. Mountain moving faith is real. Sanctification is real. Being cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ from all sin is real. Being a slave to righteousness is real. Moving out of Romans 7 into Romans 8, living a life of the law of the Spirit in love is real. These things are all real, brothers and sisters, but we have to perceive that they are there by faith, and we have to go after them and believe that they are real. This is faith, being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see.